考两个教义。
We thank God for His grace, and this afternoon we are going to examine two lessons.
在查考之前，我想我们根据一段圣经，再来提醒一下我们对这个圣经，尤其这个教义、这个真理为什么会那么重要？借着这段圣经，再一次来提，我们做彼此互相的提醒。
Before we start the sermon, let us examine some verses from the Bible to remind us and to reinforce our gospel this afternoon.
我们请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to Gospel of John.
约翰一书。
First John.
第四章。约翰一书第四章的第一节到第六节。
First John chapter 4, page 863.
第一节到第六节
Verse 1 to verse 6 Page 863 1 John chapter 4 Dear friends Dear friends Do not believe every spirit But test the spirits to see whether they are from God Because many false prophets have gone out into the world Verse 2 This is how you can recognize the spirit of God Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh Is from God Verse 3But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and is even now is already in the world. Verse 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Verse 5. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. Verse 6. We are from God.And whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood.
Amen. 在这段圣经里头，告诉我们在末后的世代，有些会有一些很奇怪的事情会发生。
These few verses from the Bible tell us about the last days where there's many rising of the Antichrist.
异端邪说啦，或者一些邪灵的工作。
And it tells about the works of false spirits.
所以这边有第一节就提醒我们说，一切的灵呢，我们不可都信。
And the first verse reminds us not to believe in any spirit.
我们现在我们知道从圣经里头能够明白，我们强调圣灵的重要。
We know that from the Bible it emphasizes the importance of the Holy Spirit.
现在很多外教会，他们也渐渐能够明白，说必须要求圣灵。
And today, many other churches of various denominations know the importance of the prayer for Holy Spirit.
但是根据我们所了解的，他们所求到的是有灵，但是不是真的是神的灵，那大有疑问。
But from what we understand, the spirit that they are praying for is.Spirit, but we question whether they are the Holy Spirit.
因为他们所求得到那个圣灵的表现有的很明显，我们就可以判断那是一种邪灵。
Well, because from the fruit of the Holy of the Spirit that they are praying, we can tell directly that it is of the false spirit.
我们今天能够得到圣灵是用方言。能够说方言做依据做凭据
Today the proof of our acquiring the Holy Spirit is by speaking in tongues
那圣灵能够充满我们会觉得很喜的
And we are filled with joy when we are filled with the Holy Spirit
但是现在有一些教会他们所求得到的圣灵有的却是一下子砰一下子倒下去了
However many other churches when they are praying for the Spirit and they will fall immediately onto the floor
口吐唾沫白沫昏迷不醒甚至要用水来喷它它才能够清醒过来
and they will salivate and fall onto the floor and will be unconscious and it needs water to revive them again
这很像我们在台湾那边有一种叫做当鸡鸡童的这种灵
this is very similar to what we speak in Taiwan as a witchcraft
他们也像是有灵灵附身甚至有的时候刀枪不入
It is true that they talk about the ascension of the Spirit within them, and that they could not, and that they become invincible.
即使受伤, 他们也不感觉到痛苦.
And they do not feel any pain, even though they are afflicted.
但是当那个灵一退去的时候，人就躺在那边，很痛苦.
But once the Spirit is discarded, they are in great pain.
所以像这种情形，我们很容易可以判断这是邪灵.
And from this, it is clearly evident that it is of the false spirit.
但是到现在，据我们所了解的，有些教会他们所得到的，哎，看起来好像也会说方言。
But from what we understand, some of the churches, when they receive the spirit, some of them do speak in tongues.
那你怎么去判断他们？
But how do we judge about this matter?
到最后了，只有用真理。
And towards the end, it is only by truth.
用真理来分辨。
It's only by truth that we judge.
所以我们昨天安息日下午，我们在这边聚会的时候要特别强调，我一个属灵真教会不是说只有一个条件，真理、圣灵、神的能力，它三个都不管哪一个缺一都不可。
Well, yesterday during the Sabbath service, we again emphasized about the truth of the church, that we have to have the truth, the Holy Spirit, and God's Spirit with us within the church. None of them can be separated.
不是说只有，哦，他看这个教会好像有行神迹奇事的这个能力，哦，那判断，哎，这个教会是真的。
It is not true that when a church exercises a miracles that it is of the true church.
这还不够。
This is not enough.
还要看看是不是他所得到的是不是真正的是神的灵。
We have to further examine whether it is of the true spirit.
那怎么判断就是靠着真理。
Now how do we judge? The only way to judge is by truth.
所以刚刚我们所读这段圣经里头，啊， 至少给我们有一个两个判断的方法。
Therefore, from these few verses that we read through just now, there are two ways to recognize the
第二节这里告诉我们说，还理应啊，认耶稣基督是成肉身来的，意思就是说，凡是承认耶稣基督是救子的，反过来讲，你要是不承认耶稣基督是救子的，这种教会根本不值得去信。
From verse 2, the way we recognize, it tells us the way to recognize the Spirit of God is to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is from, comes in flesh and He is from God. And that's how we recognize Jesus Christ as our Savior.
当然我们不是在批评，但至少从圣经里头我们可以了解，现在目前来说，像摩门教，有的称是末世圣徒教会，他们不承认耶稣是救主。
Of course, we are not here to criticize other churches, but then when we talk about Mormon church, the church they are not preaching about Jesus Christ.
还有耶和华见证人。
And also Jehovah's Witness.
他们顶多是承认耶稣好像是跟旧约圣经里头的先知的性质一样而已，他们不承认耶稣是救主的。
They only recognize Jesus Christ as a prophet and not as our Savior.
所以像这个就很容易就可以判断，这很明显是异端。
Therefore, it is very significant that, and very evident that it is falsehood.
那当然，大部分教会来说呢，都是承认耶稣是救主的。
And of course, it is true that most churches recognize that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
甚至也有些教会真的也有灵的存在。
And also, some churches indeed have spirit within
那到底要怎么去分辨？
Now, how do we go about judging this
matter? 所以在第五节、第六节这边就告诉我们。
And let us look at verse 5 and 6.
看他们所传的、所传扬的这个圣经里头的这一段，是不是合乎圣经的道理？所以称为真理的灵啊。
We have to examine the preaching that they are talking about, whether they are from the world or from God.
圣经所传的这个是绝对是合乎圣经的真理，那这个才是真正是出于神的灵。Only
truth comes from the Bible, and that is from God.
一个很简单的道理啊。
There's a very simple lesson.
我们说神的灵绝对不可能是。 不同的。
God's spirit cannot be different.
假如说他有灵，我们也有灵。
If a person has a spirit and we do have spirit,
那既然是同一个灵的话，同样是出于神的，应该说同样的话。
If it's of the same spirit and if this spirit is from God, we should be speaking the same tongues.
神的话，神的真理，绝对不是说这样也可以，那样可以，模棱两可，绝对不。
God's words and God's truth has to be the same. The truth and evil cannot exist together.
所以这是一个很简单的一个判断的原则。
Therefore, this is a very simple way to go about judging this matter.
所以因此我们今天啊，我们对我们所传的这个教义啊，刚刚早上郭传道也谈到有关灵修方面的，这个都是大同小异的。
Therefore, what we are preaching today and what was preached this morning is not much different from other churches.
但只要差别在哪里，就是有关得救的最基本的这个啊，这个教义的这些真理的问题。
But the main difference lies in being saved towards the path of salvation.
啊，你要是出于同样神的灵的话，应当啊，道理要一致才对。
If it's from the same God and from the same Spirit of God, it should be of wisdom.
那为什么不能在道理上一致？那很显然，你这个灵跟灵，这两个灵，啊，这个灵跟灵，这个灵，显然不是同一个灵。
If the truth of the gospel does not coexist together, then the spirit we are talking about and the spirit that they are talking about is not the same.
所以现在我们就可以了解，我们今天对我们啊，从前辈那边我们所领受到的圣经真理，我们要有把握。
Therefore, today we have to be filled with confidence about the spirit that we have exists within us from what we gather from the Bible.
啊，免得因为我们对这个教义这个真理没有把握，所以就是说甚至呢，啊。
Lest we depart from the truth because we are not filled with confidence with what we have.
所以啊，我们特别提到说这五个基本的教义。
Therefore, here we emphasize about the five basic doctrines of our church.
啊，感谢神啊！啊，上回简长老来，还有早上郭传道，他们也已经都谈到洗礼，有关洗礼啦、圣餐呐、啊。以及这个早上的安息日的这个问题。
We thank God for His blessing with what Elder Jiang, Elder Jen visit, and this morning from Preacher Kwok, we've already mentioned about water baptism, the Holy Communion, and Sabbath day.
那我们现在讲另外一个单元，有关洗脚礼的这个问题。
And today, let us examine about foot washing ceremony.
圣经里头。有记载的有关洗脚礼的啊，只有这一个地方。
And from what is recorded in the Bible, there's only one place that we can examine about foot washing ceremony.
所以这个很好记，就只有在约翰福音十三章。
And it is in John chapter 3.
那这个洗脚礼呀，跟洗礼还有这个圣餐呐，啊。我们一般称为是我们在正式教会我们然后一般也称为是三种圣礼。
In our true Jewish church, the three main ceremonies are the Holy Communion, Sabbath day, and foot washing ceremony.
这三样啊，洗礼啊，洗脚礼，还有圣餐，这三样，这我们为什么称它为三种圣礼？啊，都有同样的性质，因为是主耶稣基督。他亲自示范。
Well, why is it that we emphasize about on these three main ceremonies, that is water baptism, Holy Communion, and foot washing? Because all this regards from Jesus Christ.
他也吩咐他的门徒要这样去做。
And also Jesus emphasized his disciples to follow his ways.
我们这个在有关在四福音书里头，我们都很清楚的可以查考得出来。
And all these are very evident from all the books in the Bible.
那很显然，这个也都跟得救绝对有关系的。
And of course, this is very important towards our path of salvation.
而这三种圣礼啊，我们要简单来介绍一下的话，我们都可以从它三方面来了解，有它的目的、意义跟教训，可以是分成这三面来了解，可能比较清楚。
These three ceremonies have very important lessons for us, and that is regarding their truth and their value and what they contain, the lessons within them.
像洗礼，它的目的在哪里？赦罪。
And what is the main purpose of water baptism? That is to release our sin.
很奇怪，很多外教会的人呢，他们不了解啊，他们不认为说这个洗礼有赦罪的功效。
Most churches of other denomination do not believe that water baptism can release sin.
我曾经碰到过有一位青年。
I have in my encounter of a youth.
他以前都在外教会那边查考道理，很热心。
He is an observer of other churches, and he's very fervent.
后来他到我们教会来查考道理。
And once he came to our church to observe the sermon.
那我们看他这个对这个圣经道理也是相当熟了，所以就直接了，就从这个圣，也是从圣经这个教义方面来跟他来查考。
And we realize that he is very familiar with the teachings of the Bible, and therefore we go with the basic fundamentals of the Bible to discuss with him.
我们首先也是说到这个洗礼的问题。
And of course, we touch upon the topic of water baptism.
说洗礼主要目的就是为了赦罪。
And the main purpose of water baptism is to release sin.
他马上就反问一句话：圣经有记载吗？
Is it recorded in the Bible? He quickly rebuked back.
当然有啊。
And of course, it is true. It is recorded.
他说《使徒行传》2章38节。
And it is recorded in Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
当然不是只有这一节了，我当时就先告诉他这一节。
And of course, there are many other verses that regard this matter, but then
他马上翻开来看。
And immediately he turned to that chapter.
他那真的很有求知的精神。 And
indeed, he is very fervent.
他翻开来看以后，意思说，就嘴巴子那种奇怪啊，奇怪。我问他说，奇怪什么？
And when he turned to that chapter, he is very bewildered.
说奇怪，我以前圣经常常在看，为什么没有看到这一节？
He is confused as to why he has never come across this verse when he read the Bible before.
我说你使徒行传都没有看吗？
And I question him whether he read.
有啊，我看过好几次了。
And he says that he did read through the book of Acts several times.
怎么没有看到这圣经里都记载这么清楚？
But he has never come across this certain verse.
说感谢主啦。 现在大概时候到了，神开启你的眼睛，让你能够看清楚了。哎，有，确确实实记载非常清楚。Therefore,
we thank God that it is the right time for him to open his eyes to recognize the verse in the Bible.
所以这个洗礼，它的主要目的就是为了赦罪。Therefore,
the main purpose of water baptism is to wash away.
那它的意义呢，来说呢，就是要让我们能够真正过得分别为圣的生活。
And the value of it lies within that we have to lead a righteous path in our life.
好像古时候旧约时代以色列百姓啊，本来就是神啊所拣选独居的民啊。And
it is if we look into the history, like the Israelites, they were the chosen people of God.
所以我们受洗重生啊，就是要过着新人的生活，跟过去旧人的罪恶的生活完全要脱离。
Therefore, after we have gone through water baptism, we are reborn again, and we have to disregard the evil path of life that we have led before, and led a righteous life from now on.
当然还有许多我们借这个洗礼可以得到很多的教训。
And also we can gather many lessons from water baptism.
那这洗脚礼也是一样。
And it's the same as foot washing ceremony.
有它的目的啊。
And it has its main purpose.
我想我们先将这个约翰福音13章啊。 从第一节啊，先读到17节。
Let us turn to John chapter 13, page 763, verse 1 to 17.
13章的第一节啊，读到17节。
Page 763, John chapter 13, verse 1. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. Verse 2. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Verse 3. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. Verse 4. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrap a towel around his face. Verse 5. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him. Verse 6. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Verse 7. Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Verse 8. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Verse 9. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Verse 10. Jesus answered, A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you. Verse 11. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said that not everyone was clean. Verse 12. When he had finished washing their feet, He put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." Verse 15. "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Verse 16. "I tell you the truth. No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him."
接着啊，在这边应该我们可以很清楚的能够了解这个洗脚礼它的目的何在。
And we thank God that it is from this chapter that we recognize the main purpose of foot washing ceremony.
从主耶稣对彼得所说的那一段话，我们就可以了解。
From this conversation between Jesus and Peter, we understand the significance.
彼得啊，可能比较年长一点，比较懂事一点呐、啊。他想说，主耶稣怎么忽然呢？要洗门徒啊，洗他们的脚。
Peter probably one who is older and more mature is confused as to why Jesus want to wash their feet.
他觉得这样做不对啊，哪有老师为学生洗脚的？
He did not feel that it was right because a teacher shouldn't wash the disciples' feet.
所以他就跟主耶稣说：“你要洗我的脚吗？”
Therefore, he asked Jesus as to why he want to wash his feet.
在第七节那边，主耶稣回答说：“我现在所做的你不知道。”
But in verse 7, we see how Jesus replied him that they would not realize what he was doing, but they will understand later.
以后你会明白。
But later they will understand.
彼得真的不明白。
And Peter indeed did not understand.
说起来真的也是，啊，我是觉得彼得真的很可爱。他不懂，他马上就问，啊，就说了。
And I feel that Peter is indeed very frank and sincere because once he did not understand, he raised up this question.
所以我们注意一下第八节。
And let us examine verse 8.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。
Peter said, you shall never wash my feet.
啊，那主耶稣怎么回答呢？说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
And let us examine how Jesus answered Peter. He said, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
所以由这句话，我们就可以了解，这洗脚礼的主要目的就是要跟主耶稣基督有份。
And therefore, this very important verse let us know that we have to have a part with Jesus in foot washing.
假如说今天信耶稣信到说跟主耶稣基督无份的话，那不就表示说我们今天不能得救了吗？
And if we have no part with Jesus, it means that we have no path to our salvation.
我说我们今天信耶稣主要目的就是要得救，就是要跟主耶稣基督有份。
Therefore, the main purpose of all today believing in Jesus is to have a part with him, and that leads to our salvation.
所以也由这句话我们可以了解到，彼得后来哎一听到这句话，他就明白，哦，这么严重，啊，若不接受主耶稣基督的洗脚啊，就跟主耶稣基督无混，他怕了。
And from this verse that we recognize that Peter understand the significance behind foot washing ceremony, and that is to have a part with Jesus, and therefore he became afraid.
所以他真的也是很天真很可爱，那不但我的啊我的脚啊，连手和头啊也要洗，他想说那干脆就。混多一点好了。
And indeed, Simon Peter is full of innocence, and he says that he asked Lord Jesus Christ to wash his hands and his head as well.
啊，但是主耶稣又接着跟他说，凡洗过澡的，只要把脚一洗，这洗过澡事实上就指的洗礼的这件事情说的。
And Jesus answered him that as long as a person has taken his bath, he only need to wash his feet in order to be clean.
啊，所以只要把脚一洗，全身就干净。
Therefore, once the feet is washed, the whole body is clean.
啊，所以由这个主耶稣跟彼得的对话之间，我们就可以知道，今天我们奉耶稣基督的名接受洗礼了，还是要奉耶稣基督的名再来接受洗脚礼。
And therefore, from this conversation between Simon Peter and Jesus, we realize that after water baptism, it is also important to go through foot washing ceremony.
据我所知了，好像现在，啊，一般的教会好像没有这个洗脚礼。
As far as I know, most churches do not have this foot washing ceremony.
是真的很感谢神，我们的真耶稣教会真的是圣灵所亲自设立的教会，借着我们的前辈，真的能够明白这么重要的道理。
And we indeed thank God that in our true Jewish church, we follow what the disciples have done before in history. We follow what they have done in the mode of baptism and foot washing.
那一般外教会他们的认为。 啊，这个西交礼跟得救没有关系，而且他们所强调这是他们的风俗习惯啊。但是由刚刚我们所读这段圣经的内容，我们就可以知道这个绝对跟风俗习惯有差别。
Most churches today do not recognize foot washing as part of the importance in their ceremony because they regard this as the tradition of history, and today they still do it. Today they still regard it so.
所以我们就记住，洗脚礼的目的就是要跟耶稣基督有份。
However, we have to remember that the main purpose of foot washing is to have a part with Jesus.
那洗脚礼所表明出来的意义又是什么呢？
However, what is the lesson behind foot washing?
虽然他所表明是表明自己是基督完全的爱，彻底的爱。
The main thing is to tell us that it is to show love and unconditional love that Jesus Christ has for us.
所以在第一节十三章第一节那边，爵士知道他的时候快到了。
And in verse 1, we realize that Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave the world.
说他爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
However, he loved the world and he loved them to the full extent.
甚至连要出卖他的犹大都包括在内。
And even Judas Iscariot, who was going to betray him, he also include him in his love.
因为一方面他也要借这个洗脚礼，看看能不能把那个要出卖他这个犹大的心，看看能不能挽回过来。
At that time, Jesus was making use of the ceremony of foot washing to see whether Judas Iscariot will indeed turn back.
但很可惜啊，这个犹大真的是魔鬼入了心啊。
But however, it is sad to say that Jesus Judas Iscariot was filled with the devil in his heart.
他没有办法接受主耶稣这么彻底的爱。
He could not accept the unconditioned and full love of Jesus.
所以简单说，这洗脚礼它的目的意义就是如此。
And therefore, to put it simply, the main purpose of foot washing lies within
that. 那当然，在这个洗脚礼方面有很多的很好的教训。
And of course, there are many regards and lessons we can gather from this foot washing ceremony.
就像第四节。
As in verse.
第四节这边有谈到主耶稣跟他门徒他们在一起吃饭结果在当中。中间过程当中呢，他离席站起来脱了衣服。
As in verse 4, we realize that he took off his outer clothing after the meal and wrapped a towel around his waist.
拿一条手巾束腰啊。
He took a towel and wrapped it around his waist.
然后把水倒在盆里头来洗门徒的脚。
And after that, he poured water into a basin and washed his disciples' feet.
这一般都认为说，这事实上是主耶稣基督他这么做。这表明，主耶稣基督他本来在天上是非常有荣尊地位的。
Most people of the world feel that Jesus, who comes from a high throne in the heavens.
那今天他离开天上这么荣耀的身份地位，来到这世上，亲自道成肉身，成为耶稣的样式，就是成为神儿子这种样式，来接近我们人类。
But he disregards the glories of the heavens and descend to the earth to take the form of man in order to get close to man in this world.
而且从这边的这个打扮来看的话，这很明显就是一种仆人的打扮。
And from here, it is very evident that he is taking the appearance of a servant.
虽然他来到世上，他带领他门徒，以对他门徒来说，他也是老师的身份。但是这以老师的身份，是也为门徒在洗脚，这表明了给我们一个教训。我们很明显可以了解到，就是要表明一种谦卑、服侍人的这种精神。
Although he descend down to earth to become son of God, he is also taking the position as a teacher and being a teacher to wash his disciples' feet. This lesson lies within to tell us to be humble.And not to be proud.
所以今天我们在教会里头，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
And also today within our church, we are all brothers and sisters.
我们都是神的儿女。
And all of us are children of God.
我们站在同等地位，本来就是应当彼此互相服侍的。
And all of us are standing in the same position. All of us should help one another.
当然在教会里头，我们一般认为说教会的像长老啦、执事啦、传道啦。实在很辛苦。
And of course, today in our church, we have preacher and elders, and they have many heavy responsibilities and duties.
但是, 我们应当要纪念他们的这种工作的辛劳。
And of course, we have to remember that they indeed put in a lot of hard work.
但这并不表示说教会的这个长老啦、执事或者传道啊地位比我们高。
However, this is not true that the elders or the preachers or the deacons, they have a higher position than the rest of us within the church.
实际上这都是神的工人,
we are all servants of God and we all carry out His work.
今天在教会里头我们,
and today in within our church, all of us who are holding such positions in our church should realize that we are all serving God and we are all servants of God.
所以我常常在想，今天我们身为传道人，或者教会的长子、负责人呢，假如没有这种精神的话，事实上我们所做的工作绝对不可能蒙神所悦纳的。
And today, being a preacher and also being and also looking at other deacons and elders, we all have to remember this within our work so that we will be so that we'll be
说是最接近地面啊，最容易沾染污秽的。
And this is to this serves as a reminder to let us know that today, living in a world of sin and corruption, our foot is the main contact with the ground.
而这个脚事实上也是表意表了我们这个行为。
And the ground symbolizes sin and corruption, and our feet symbolize our conduct.
所以我们假如不谨慎的话，很容易又去沾染了这世上的种种污秽。
And therefore, if we are not careful, our feet will be tainted by all the evil and corruption.
因此，我们这个洗脚礼跟洗我们洗礼一样，奉耶稣基督的名来接受，我们一辈子只有一次，但是因为我们的软弱，有时候。 往往会沾染在污秽了，所以在以弗所书那边也告诉我们说，用水借着道，来洗净我。And
although our foot washing ceremony we only conducted once as with our water baptism, however as in the Ephesians it tells us that we have to use it to wash to reflect our conduct.
所以，主耶稣吩咐他门徒说，你们要彼此洗脚。
Therefore, Jesus tells his disciples to wash one another's feet.
那要是像在犹太人他们那个社会里头，他们有这个习惯，当然彼此洗脚没有什么问题。How
and it is true that in the Jews, in the tradition of the Jews, they do often wash their feet, frequently.
那以我们现在所处的这个社会的这个环境来说，我们没有这种习惯。However,
it is not a habit as all of us living in this world.
那你要彼此洗脚，当然也可以啊。这是表明一种彼此的赦免，彼此的服侍的一种精神。And
of course, we can wash on one another's feet because it symbolizes us to be humble and to accept one another.
但是最重要的就是强调到说，我们在日常生活当中要常常用道理来彼此互相劝勉。However,
the main emphasis is that we have to use our conduct and truth in our daily life.
然后谨慎自己来行完全的道。We
have to be careful and remind us, remind each of us that we have to go according to the truth.
所以简单说了，我们就从洗脚里的这个教训当中，我们可以得到这几点教训：谦卑、服侍人的这种精神。And
to put it simply, that from the foot washing ceremony, we gather lessons of being humble and to serve one another.
那。 彼此饶恕,
and to forgive one another.
神的爱，主耶稣基督的爱，能够在我们日常生活当中的把它实现出来。
And to express the love of Jesus Christ we have for one another in our daily life.
所以比如说了，像我们今天人跟人之间，有时候常常会发生一种摩擦，所以有人在形容，好像我们这个牙齿啊，跟这个舌头啊，本来是好朋友啊，很好啊，你要互相合作很好，但是往往有时候你不小心。 那牙齿你就会咬到这个舌头。
And today it reflects our daily conduct and within the church as how we serve one another and between the relationship between people. It is analogous as to the tongue and the teeth that when they clatter they do not meet.
你总不能说我这个舌头今天被这个牙齿这个牙齿咬到痛的要死，好，我抗议，我罢工，我不跟你合作了。
And of course, we cannot rebuke that when the tongue is being bitten by the teeth, the person will come out and rebuke and disregard his responsibilities of his work.
不可能这个样子。
This is not right.
再痛，他也是容忍下来。
We have to endure the pain even though it is afflicted.
还是互相合作。
And all of us have to work together and cooperate.
这样才对整个身体有好处。
Then it only brings forth good fruits for the whole entire body.
所以这真的从这个洗脚礼教训当中，主耶稣很彻底的爱我们，甚至连出卖他的这犹大的这件事情，来表明我们在日常生活当中也要实行这种爱的教训。
And therefore, from the foot washing ceremony and how Jesus expressed his love towards Judas Iscariot, we have to remember this lesson and express the same love that we have for one another in our daily life.
那真能够这样子的，父母亲跟子女之间，或者最基本的夫妻之间，哪里会发生问题？
And of course, if we were to remember this lesson, there would not be any arguments between, say, parents and children or husband and wife.
或者说我们一般是中国人讲的所谓婆媳的问婆媳之间的问题你真的要彼此都有道理，彼此互相忽视用实行爱的这个教训，这爱的生活的话，不会发生问题。
And as long as we express love, conflicts, traditional conflicts such as that exist, such as between the mother and the daughter-in-law, will not exist.
所以有这些教训来行完全的道。
And therefore, all these lessons is to tell us to go on the righteous path.
所以有关这个洗脚礼的这些简单的这些有关这个道理，我简单这样介绍。
And to put it simply, the various lessons regarding the foot washing ceremony is being examined.
所以我们要是能够明白的话，就像主耶稣所应许的，既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
And therefore, as long as we understand the significance behind the lesson, and as long as we carried it out, it will be blessed from God.
这不仅指着这个在我们洗礼以后要在奉耶稣的名来接受这个洗脚的这件事情而言。
And the lesson does not only lie within after water baptism, and we have the foot washing ceremony in the name of Jesus Christ.
那也更是要将这个洗脚的这个教训呢在实行在我们日常生活当中，这更是重要的。
And we also have to apply the lesson of the foot washing ceremony within our daily conduct of life.
说这样就行，就有福了。
And then we will be blessed from God.
所以我们应当像当时彼得他们接受主耶稣基督的洗脚，但是我们今天当然我们不是没有办法接受主耶稣亲自为我们洗脚。但我们能够明白，我们圣职人员奉耶稣基督的名来为我们洗脚，就等于是主耶稣，好像主耶稣为我们洗脚一样，发生同样的功效。
Therefore, we had to examine that at that time, the disciples, their feet were being washed by Jesus Christ. However, today Jesus is not among us. But then, as long as we carry out the foot washing ceremony in the name of Jesus Christ, it is the same, it has the same lesson.
所以我们明白这个道理，当我们实行洗脚礼的时候，就是当我们一个人接受洗礼完以后回来我们就奉耶稣的名一个一个为他来洗脚。
And therefore, after brothers and sisters have gone through the water baptism, and once they reach the church, there's foot washing ceremony for each and every one of them.
我们是这么做的。
And that's how we carried out as an example.
有关这个洗脚礼，不晓得有没有什么问题？我想我们利用差不多十分钟时间。
And regarding the matter of foot washing ceremony, is there any questions? And we are going to use these 10 minutes for discussion.
不要客气哈。
Please do not be shy.
哪一条手巾是要这个我们刚刚有谈到过，就好像一种仆人打扮的样式，一种仆人的样式，表明他来到世上就是要服侍人，
所
以一种谦卑服侍仆人的一种样式。
It means to take the appearance of a servant, like to lower his position and to be humble, because the appearance of the outer clothing, that is to wrap the towel around the waist, this is what the servant of that time, like the slaves, that's how they go about dressing themselves. And therefore, if Jesus take on this appearance, he is taking the stand as a servant.
是不是这个意思？是不是问这个？
Is that your question?
还有没有什么？所以我们就强调到这个经义，这仆人的样式，仆人是什么？很谦卑的，啊，把这个工作也是认为是理所当然，我应该去做的，很甘心乐意去做。所以今天我们的服事人。 在我们的教会里头做服事的工作，啊，有机会来做，啊，连不管他服事哪一个人，我们就是要有这种精神，这要最要紧是强调的这方面。
The main emphasis is not by the appearance of wrapping the towel around the waist, but it lies within that we have to be filled with humility, like we have to be humble, and we have to serve one another.
以前我在一个教会工作哈。 曾经碰到有一位信徒,
and when I was working with one of the church, I've met this
好久没有来参加聚会了。
This brother or sister has not come to the church many times.
我刚刚到那边去，不断去访问他。
And I often went to the place to visit.
大概因为常常去访问他，不晓得是不是这样受感动，他也来了，他又来，又回来参加聚会了。
And it could be because of my frequent visit that he was being touched and he come back to the church.
那经过不久，刚好那个教会的灵恩布道会。
And after several times, at a time there's a spiritual convocation in the church.
很奇怪啊，那个灵恩布道会，啊，他参加个一两天，他又不来了。And
it is pretty confusing because after attending one or two days of a spiritual convocation, he does not appear again.
我们发觉，哎，他怎么又不来了？And
we realize that he has not come.
那就到他家里头去拜访他，去访问他。And
therefore, again, we went to the house to the home to visit him.
后来啊，他才说出来，说我到教会去哦，教会人啊，看我看不起我了。And
later he spoke the truth that when he went to the church, he felt intimidated and inferior.
那个椅子都要拿给别人坐，都不拿给我坐了。
And all the chairs were brought to other people and not to me.
我们知道他误会了。And
it was then that we misunderstood.
你开灵恩布道会啊，有一些慕道者来啊，当然，啊，教会的信徒原则上都是先啊接待那些慕道者啊，很热心接待那些慕道者啊，啊，所以把他冷落了，啊，他没有去想到说，我今天我也是神家里头的人，我也应该要做这个服事人的工作，但是。
Because at that time during the spiritual convocation, there are many observers from other places to come to the church, and therefore most of the chairs were brought to these observers, and he misunderstood that he was not part of the church, therefore he did not come again.
So 今天在我们在神的家里头，在神的教会里头，我们绝对不要这种观念，认为说我的身份地位很高，啊，人家应该尊重我。 是错了，我们应该，我们都是神的儿女，我们彼此互相服侍。And
today within our church, we should realize and remember that our position within the church is not high and mighty, but then we should be humble and serve one another because we're all children of God.
我记得我们台北教会那边有一位弟兄。
I remember this brother from our Taipei church.
他是一个公司的董事长。
And he held a high position as a manager in the company.
但他接受啊这个。 洗礼以后，他明白，对道理很清楚。And
after receiving water baptism, he indeed understand the doctrine.
虽然他很忙，但是他很关，还是很关心教会的工作。Although
he is very busy, he is still very concerned with the holy work of the church.
我记得当时他跟教会这样说了，说在教会里都有安排那个接待工作，我礼拜三有空，礼拜三晚上请安排我。
At that time, I remember him mentioning to me that on every Wednesday, when there's transportation requirements, please inform me, and I will willingly assist.
每个礼拜三晚上七点半聚会，他七点就到了。
And therefore, on every Wednesday, when there's service at 7:30, he will come at 7 o'clock.
站在门口,
and he will
wait at the door. 接待人,
oh, and at that time, he will be ushering the people at the door, at the front door.
以我们人的观点来说, 在那边做那个工作是什么工作? 就是播椅的工作。
And with regards to our, as regards to the human eyes, the position of the person standing there to usher is usherer.
他是一个公司的董事长, 假如他强调他的身份, 我今天站在门口做这个工作, 但是他不会, 今天我接受神的爱, 神爱我们, 我爱我们弟兄姐妹, 哎, 我很高兴, 我有没有机, 这个机会的做这个接待的工作。
However, even though he is a manager and he holds a high position in his company, he did not use this to boast about his position within church, but rather he humbled himself down to serve brothers and sisters.
所以他真的明白洗脚里的教训，把这个教训确实实行出来。
And therefore, we can see that he truly understands the significance and the lessons behind foot washing ceremony, and he even carried it out.
还有没有什么问题？
Is there any other questions?
Amen. 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 Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, let us examine another doctrine.
圣餐礼,
and that is Holy Communion.
我们刚刚说过洗礼，或者洗脚礼，都有它的目的、意义跟教训。
And previously we mentioned about the purpose and the lessons from of water baptism, foot washing.
那这个圣餐也是一样，有它的目的。
And it is the same as the Holy Communion. It has its purpose and significance.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, page 754.
六章的53节到56节。
Chapter 6.
约翰福音六章53节到56节。
Page 755. John chapter 6, verse 53.
56节.
Verse 53 to 56. Verse 53, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 55, for my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Verse 56, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him.
Amen.
Amen.
在这边, 主耶稣跟一些犹太人这样说了,
and at that time, Jesus was telling several Jews,
说你们若不吃人子的肉,不喝人子的血,就没有生命在你们里面。
And Jesus was telling them that unless they eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, they have no life in them.
但是犹太人他们不明白这件事情。
And of course, the Jews at that time did not understand what he was talking about.
什么这个人会说这样的话? 什么他的肉可以吃,他的血可以喝?
They were wondering what Jesus was referring to as the flesh and drinking of blood.
但是我们现在可以明白,这件事情事实上很清楚地指着,今天我们领受,主耶稣基督的肉,主耶稣基督的血,就是这个圣餐来说的。
However, today we clearly understand that what is mentioned here as the flesh of the Son of Man and the blood refers to a holy communion that we have to go through.
所以今天领受圣餐一个最主要目的就是让主耶稣基督他丰盛的生命在我们里面，我们也在他里面。
And therefore, today the main purpose and lessons of the Holy Communion is to have a part with Jesus that he can depart his life with us.
而且他这边也告诉我们说，吃主耶稣的肉，喝主耶稣的血的，就有永生呐，在末日，要叫他复活。
And here he further emphasized that whoever eats Jesus' flesh and drink his blood has eternal life.
所以这也是跟得救，绝对跟得救有关系的。
And therefore, this is this has close connection to our salvation.
那领受圣餐的意义啊，它主要意义是什么？
And what is the main value and purpose of Holy Communion?
保罗很清楚的就告诉我们说，是为了纪念主耶稣基督的死。
And Paul clearly tells us that it is to commemorate Jesus' death.
我们请看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十一章啊，啊，从二十三节以后的，在这段就是保罗亲自从主那边。主要是所启示他，让他明白的有关这圣经圣餐非常重要的这个道理。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it tells us about the importance and the significance of Holy Communion.
我相信我们上一次简长老来到这边，在办圣餐的时候，应该都有关这圣餐方面的这个道理，大概多多少少都有提到过。
It is from my understanding that the past visit of Elder Jin has gone through the significance of the Lord's Supper.
所以今天大概没有办法也能够很详细，因为假如话这样的话，可能有很多会重复。我是特别强调到这个目的我们要了解它的目的，它的意义。
And today my main aim here is to emphasize the main lessons and the significance in order not to repeat what was being mentioned before.
所以保罗在这里谈到说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我，就纪念主耶稣基督的死。
And Paul mentioned here that the main significance of Holy Communion is to commemorate Lord Jesus' death.
也因为能够纪念主耶稣基督的死，纪念主耶稣基督的这种爱，最伟大的这个爱，借着主爱的激励，让我们从此以后能够明白这，因为明白这些道理，更激励自己来为主耶稣基督而活，这是它的意义。
And in commemorating Jesus' death, it is also to commemorate His love for all of us, so that we can have it, so that we can apply it within our daily life, within for one another.
那我们领受这个圣餐表面上看起来是一个饼，你再怎么看。就是一块物质的饼一个面粉，纯粹是用面粉糅合着水做成一个饼，然后慢慢慢慢就把它烤成的。
And today, when we talk about the Holy Communion, and from face value and superficial point of view, the unleavened bread is just a piece of dough that's made from flour and water put together. It is just a simply plain piece of bread.
这是犹太人他们在守月节的时候说他们所吃的饼就是这个无效饼。
And this is what the Jews partake, and that is the unleavened bread in their Passover feast.
说保罗在这边二十七节，十一章二十七节这边有提到说，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身子的血了。
And here in Chapter 11, verse 27, Paul was saying that whoever who eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against him.
So, we today 领受圣餐要按理来领受。那这个我想我们可以从两个方面来讲。
And therefore, it is very important in our attitude of receiving the Holy Communion, and there are two ways in looking at this.
什么叫按理呢？就按照圣经里头所告诉我们的方法。
And that is to go according to what was being laid down as example in the Bible.
就像刚刚我们所说的，你表面上看起来是一块无效饼，你一定要用无效饼。
Therefore, as what we refer to before, that from a face value of looking at the bread, it is just simply an unleavened piece of bread.
还要用葡萄汁啊，就是葡萄树上所长出来的东西，就当然就是葡萄那个汁啊。
And also grape juice, and that refers to the juice that's being gathered from the grapes and the vines.
因为酒是都经过发酵的，这个酵都预表的罪。
And because wine has gone through fermentation, and ferment and yeast symbolize sin.
所以很感谢神我们的前辈也是明白这个道理。但你看，一般外教会，他们不是大部分都不是用无酵饼，甚至有的用饼干，有的用面包。来代替，完全不照圣经的方法。
And today we thank God with what the disciples has laid down as example for us, because many other churches, they do not go according to what is being laid in the Bible. They use host or biscuits or even simply bread to as their part of Holy Communion ceremony.
或者用葡萄酒,
or they even use wine.
绝对不可能是酒,
and we should not use wine.
从四福音书当中我们可以查考是用葡萄汁。
Because from what we have gathered in the chapters from the Bible, it is grape juice and not wine.
不可能用发过酵的东西。
We should not use anything that's gone through fermentation.
而且只能用一个饼。
And the emphasis is one bread. One unleavened bread.
像我们台北教会信徒有一千多人, 平常联会的话大概都是六七百个人, 领受。
As in our Taiwan church that contains about 1,000 people, most of the time it's around 600 to 700 of people that partake the Holy Communion.
或以前我们大同教会啊，台湾那个台北的大同教会，献堂的时候1,000多人，同样也是一个饼，只不过做的大一点而已啊。
And this is the same as our Taitung church. Is we also use one piece of bread for the 600 or 700 people.
为什么一个饼?
Why is it only one piece?
哥林多前书第十章,
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章从16节、17节这边有告诉我,17节, 说我们虽然多,人是一个饼,一个身体。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, it says that even though we have great many participation of many people, but we are of one body and one loaf of bread.
因为我们所领受的，这是领受主耶稣基督的肉跟血，主耶稣基督的身体，主耶稣身体当然只有一个。
Because the symbolism lies behind that we are partaking one body. The partaking of one loaf of bread symbolizes one body of Jesus Christ.
所以我们用一个饼。
Therefore, it is only one.
那领受的时候，我们当然存着感谢的心。And
the attitude of receiving or partaking the Holy Spirit is a true heart.
表面上看起来是一块饼，一些葡萄汁，物质上来说，你怎么看都是饼。
From face value and material value point of view, it is simply a piece of bread and grape juice, but therein lies great significance.
所以像洗礼、洗脚礼，这身上里都带有一种奥秘性。
It is the same as water baptism and foot washing. The Holy Communion also lies mysteries within it.
我们说今天我们到河里头，到水里头去，那个活水的江河里头去，奉耶稣基督的名就洗礼，那个水你怎么看都是普通的水啊。And
today, as we go through water baptism in the living water of the river or the sea, no matter how you look at the water, it is water. There's no way of disregarding it.
我们要不明白道，不明白这个奥秘性的话，会想说这个水，甚至有时候比我们家里头的自来水都还肮脏，怎么能够洗干净呢？
However, if we do not have a full understanding of the gospel and the lessons behind it, we will even criticize the water as being unclean.
但是事实上不是如此。
However, it is not true.
我们经过祷告，在圣灵的运行之下。 那个水在灵里头，就是主耶稣基督的宝血，是灵里面，灵里头的，所以这就是带着这种奥秘。And
it is only the mystery lies within. It is only after praying for the Holy Spirit and with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Spirit is descended into this water for baptism.
所以有时候有些人。 能够看在异象当中能够明白这些事情，他看到了水变成血的这种异象。
Therefore, we have many brothers and sisters that have visions of seeing the water turning red during baptism.
我以前在教会工作的时候，曾经碰到过有一位牧道者。
In my past work within the church, I've chanced to meet upon an observer.
一个外教会的一个牧道者。
And this observer is from another church.
他慕道一段期间刚好碰到我们教会啊，一个教会要举行这个洗礼啊，他跟着去看。
He has been observing for several times, and he chanced upon our water baptism, so therefore he came along to witness.
就爵士开启了他心眼呢、啊，让他看到了在洗礼场那个时候啊，我们的洗礼就是奉耶稣的名为人施洗的时候，哎，那个水在那个地方，哎，就变成啊，水就变成血的这样意象。
And on that day of the water baptism, Lord Jesus Christ opened his eyes so that he sees the water turning red with before him.
他看到很受感动啊，而且他也能够明白，所以下一次的布道会，他参加，他也接受洗礼。
At that time, within his heart, he fully understand the meaning behind it, and therefore he got baptized after that.
所以我们不要轻看我们洗礼的时候那个水，或者洗脚里头的那个绝对不是。只是普通的水而已，但经过祷告以后，圣灵运行之下，好像圣经里头所告诉我们，有水，有血，圣灵做见证。
Therefore, we should not underestimate this water, because this water contains the Spirit and the truth, and therefore it is the water of baptism that we have to go through.
这就有这么奇妙的功效。
And therefore, therein lies the mystery.
能够赦免我们的罪，能够洁净我们的心。
That this water after the guidance of the Holy Spirit can wash away our sin.
那同样的，这个圣餐也是一样。表面上看你怎么看就是一个饼啊，一些葡萄汁。但是在经过祷告、圣灵运行之下，在灵里啊，我们不是一般所谓的直话说了，不是任何那他们所谓的那，是在灵里头成为主耶稣基督的宝血，主耶稣基督的肉。
And this matter is the same as when we refer to the Holy Communion, because it is only after prayer and after the descension of the Holy Spirit within it that the blood and the bread contains meaning and significance behind it when we partake in the Holy Communion.
所以同样的，也有我们的信徒，啊，这是比较少一点，但是也有我们的信徒在领受圣餐的时候，也让他看到啊这个意象。
And therefore, it is the same as the rest of our brothers and sisters when they are receiving the Holy Communion, they do encounter visions.
所以这个按理领受啊，一方面指着啊，我们要照圣经里头告诉我们这些方法去做；一方面更强调的说，我们要明白、仔细、好好分辨，这是主耶稣基督的身体，他的肉，他的血。
And therefore, we should not only go along according to the example that's laid within the Bible, but also we have to understand that the blood and the blood and the blood and unleavened bread truly symbolize Jesus Christ's body.
所以在哥林多前书十一章这边，保罗为什么讲这一段啊有关圣餐的道理？主要当然是因为当时哥林多教会秩序很混乱。
Because in chapter 11 in 1 Corinthians, the reason why Paul mentioned about the Lord's Supper is because at that time the Corinth church is full of confusion.
他甚至把这个领受圣餐呢、啊，当作好像平常吃饭一样。
They even treat the matter of the Holy Communion as part of a daily meal or supper. 啊，
一点都不看重。
They do not regard it seriously.
所以保罗才强调说，不按理领受就是干饭。主耶稣基督的身体，主耶稣他的肉，
Therefore, Paul said that if they do not receive Holy Communion seriously and according to the Lord, it is sinning against Lord.
所以在二十八节、二十九节就又继续告诉我们说，人啊要好好的省察自己。
And let us look at verse 28 and 29. It says that a man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks the cup.
所以我们在领受圣餐之前，一定要很慎重，好好的反省一下啊，我们是不是啊，有的是有时候偶然被过患所胜啊，一些软弱了，我们在主面前一定要好好的悔改。
Therefore, before we partake the Holy Communion, we have to examine ourselves and reflect upon our deeds, whether we have done anything wrong and repent before our Lord.
因为说我们只要不这样做的话，二十九节又告诉我们说，人吃喝若不分辨，是指的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。
And if we were not to examine ourselves, it is mentioned here in verse 29 that if anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord is drinking and eating his own judgment.
所以这个领受圣餐呢，绝对是非常慎重的一件事情。
and therefore partaking the Holy Communion is of a very serious and unsound matter.
一方面我们存着感谢的神的爱是这种心来领受啊，一方面更真的好好的按理啊，来好好分辨说今天拿到我们手上的啊，你要确实明白这是主耶稣基督的肉，主耶稣基督的血。
And therefore, when we partake the Holy Communion, it is not only to remember and commemorate Lord Jesus Christ's love for us, but also it is to recognize that it is the body of Jesus Christ, that it is His flesh and blood.
是主耶稣基督的身体啊。
It is Jesus Christ's body.
那我们配不配领受呢？我们自己就应该明白啊。
We have to question ourselves whether we are any self-worthy in receiving this piece of.
什么是主耶稣的身体？主耶稣的身体就是绝对圣洁的。
And what is the body of Jesus Christ? It is indeed holy and pure.
不能跟罪恶有混啊。
There is no way that it should be tainted with sin.
所以，假如说我们啊，偶然被过啊过患所胜，你不好好悔改的话，虽然是一些小错小过患啊，你还是你不好好。啊，省他自己，等于还是罪上加罪，领啊吃喝自己的罪了。
Therefore, nevertheless, whether any sin great or small, we have to examine ourselves and repent before our Lord Jesus Christ, lest we partake the Holy Communion and we are passing judgment onto ourselves.
那假如我们真的能够存着很谦卑啊虔诚的心，在神面前好好省他自己啊，那不是只要不是故意。有些人是故意犯罪，那故意犯罪，希伯来斯那边告诉我们说，赎罪的祭再也没有了。
And therefore, whether sins great or small, we have to examine and repent before our Lord Jesus Christ, because the judgment is going to pass against us, as recorded in Hebrews.
所以这个故意犯罪，事实上就是指的我们一般所谓的致死的罪了。
And people who sin intentionally, as what we refer to, this is condemned.
不是无知，有些人真的是无知，不明白道理。有的是软弱，被过患所胜啊。那有些是明明知道啊，靠着圣灵应该能够胜过了，但是他却一而再、再而三的去犯，故意犯罪，这种人就不配领受圣餐。
And some people they may have conducted evil matters, or they may sin, but out of innocence and ignorance, these people may be forgiven. But however, those whocommit sins intentionally and they went against falsehood because they knew what was wrong. These people are not worthy to partake the Holy Communion.
我常常在想，主耶稣实在太了解我们，太爱我们。
Many a times it crossed my mind that Lord Jesus Christ indeed understands us and loves us.
谁没有软弱啊？所以我们啊，通常都有软弱的时候。
And which one of us here is not weak?
有时候常常真的会被过患所胜。
And of course, many a times we went along the wrong path.
所以主耶稣就是在他要啊升天之前，他离开门徒之前，跟他们他被捉拿之前，啊，在跟他们一起吃晚饭，特别设立这个圣餐。
And therefore, Jesus Christ laid down this supper before he was passed judgment in order to commemorate this teaching.
就借着这个一方面来提醒我们，常常思想主的爱，然后借着主的爱的激励，一方面借着我们的省反省，让我们能够更完全，靠着主的帮助能够更完全。
And Jesus Christ used this commemoration of the Holy Communion to let us frequently to remind and to recognize our sins and our wrongdoings in order to repent before Him.
所以我们能够明白这些道理啊，那主耶稣基督的生命会很活泼很丰盛的啊存在我们
therefore,
每个人身上
Sorry. Therefore, as long as we understand the truth and the teachings behind it, we will be living a true and joyful Christian life.
我想再补充这些了，不晓得跟简长老所谈到的啊是不是有些我们还不太明白的，我们要多利用多一点时间，我们来啊，不要客气，我们提出大家互相学习的。
Here I'm emphasizing and putting more points as to what Elder Jan has mentioned before. So if there's any questions, please bring forward. And is there anything that Preacher Kwok would like to add? Or is there any questions or matters when we meet with Gentiles of other or other church members?
所以我们刚刚说有一个原则，你只要不是故意犯罪，不是去犯那个罪，我们所谓自私的故意去犯恶性的那种故意去犯罪，有些人根本不可能悔改的那种，那种罪，那当然不配领受。那其他的呢，我们一定要悔改，好好认罪悔改。你要是感觉到这一次，感觉上还是良心不安，你宁可暂时不要领受。 你自己好好悔改祷告，神会给你一个你自己应该明白，你确确实实悔改的话，应该领受要领受，所以这边也提到一点说，像古说他们一守逾越节，应该领受的要领受，不领受也是一种罪。那你领受你不好好慎重领，随便领受，有时候就吃喝自己的罪。 所以一定要慎重，所以应该领受的，你就要好好的慎重，用很慎重的态度来领受。
The question that was raised was regarding the matter of receiving the Holy Communion, as to whether a person should partake the Holy Communion. Even though he has sinned. But then what was emphasized before is that we have to recognize our own sins and wrongdoing. Unless it is mortal sin, then the person is condemned and he or she is not worthy of partaking the Holy Communion. But the main emphasis lies within repentance and recognizing our own wrongdoings.
不要故意不领受。
As long as sin is not done intentionally,
我们自己应该可以明白，自己应该可以明白，你别人没有办法告诉你说你能不能领受，你自己要晓得，你真的不是故意去犯罪的话，你应该好好悔改，你真的好好悔改的话，其实你这次就可以领受，但你自己你可以明白，那你要是觉得还是心里很不安，你宁可这次不要领受，但是。 你还是要，你不要说因为这样子哦，一次下一次再好，再下一次好，这个不是办法，还是要趁早解决这个问题。但是你自己，只有你自己最清楚，别人没有办法。但原则我们告诉你说，是这样子，你就一定要好好悔改，不是故意的，就很恶性故意去犯罪，那当然就不行。 所以这个最清楚。我们说所谓的故意是很恶性的，根本不是，可以说根本没有道理的，完全不。 不遵守道理的。拿一个例子来说，比如说今天是安息日，我明明知道今天是安息日，但是我还是去。
很 shocking。
嗯。
其他的是怎么样？那是故意杀人罪，就是想罪。
我说一个例子哈，我信主以后没有过多久，我以前在学校服务啊，那我们那个学校的校长啊，很喜欢钓鱼。
哦，嗯，听你讲过，let me bring an example as to my own experience. After I've come to the Lord and received Jesus Christ as my Savior, I chanced across this elder. Huh? Oh, this principal who loves fishing. And at that time, I was living near the sea.
他每次到礼拜六早上啊。快要下课了，哎，黄老师，我们去钓鱼。
And at that time, every time after the lesson was over, he would always often invite me to go fishing with him.
起初啊，我实在很不好意思，我一直找理由说，没有时间。后来想，有一次在想说，他能拒绝他也不好意思。导演说好，我们今天下午去钓鱼。
Several times I refused because I felt shy and embarrassed, but after several calls I agreed to go along with him to join him in fishing.
所以安息日那天下午就没有去参加聚会了。
And therefore the afternoon of the Sabbath service I did not attend church service.
结果那天钓一整个下午的鱼啊，那些鱼啊很不听话。
Therefore that afternoon after a whole day's fishing, the fish do not listen to my call.
连一条都钓不上。
None of them wants to eat my bait.
其实那些鱼很听话，听主耶稣的话。
But actually, these fish are very obedient because they listen to the Lord.
我那个校长还有一位主任呢。我坐在同一条船上，他们就说奇怪啊，今天怎么这些鱼连咬都不咬。
And at that day, there's another clerk that was working with the principal. He was confused as to why he get no fish.
我明白啊。
However,
我心里我在苦笑，但是我说不出来啊。这问题就是说，你是不是故意啊？是，你要是故意啊，一而再再而三的，换就犯那个自私的罪。哎，那个十条诫你换一条都等于犯了重的，意思就是说，你换十条也是罪了，换一条也是罪。你啊，不是说有轻重之分呐、啊。同样的，他那边所强调是是换是同样是罪，你不能说你我只换一条而已啊，你换一条也是罪啊。
Yes.
所以我们刚刚说的一个原则就是你不要故意去犯罪啊，恶性很恶性故意犯罪，你或偶然被过犯所胜的啊，无知的无意当中所犯的，那当然我们也要悔改，就是你故意犯罪的这种人哈，我们还是要劝他悔改啊，你一定要悔改，但是这种故意犯罪的人大概很少会悔改的啦。所以要我们每次领受圣餐之前，就是要这个道理要讲清楚，讲明白。所以神的话审判，啊，不是在哪一个人在传道啊，或者哪在审判，是神的话本身在啊，在审判。所以你自己，这是你自己最清楚的事情，能不能领受你自己最清楚。有些真的是很无知啊，有些道理他听不明白的，也有，确实也有这种人。 一旦他明白以后，他就应该要啊，一定要悔改。他不知的时候都不知责无罪啊，你知道的话，你当然就是吃喝自己的罪啊。神啊，他很清楚的了，他知道人的内心。还有什么？不要客气，很难得这个机会了。那没关系啦，还有什么私底下有时候想到有什么问题，我们还有啊大概10天的时间还在这边啊，随时啊彼此互相来学习啊。那我想我们也很难得，我早上我们祷告会的时候啊，祷告会的时候我们发觉我们的祷告是啊。可以说相当迫切，也有人得到圣灵，有好几位都有圣灵的感动。
Today, I'm really thankful and about this morning's prayer session that there were many people that were moved and receiving the Holy Spirit.
那我想我们在今天在结束之前，我们再来一次祷告求圣灵，啊，祈求灵恩。
And therefore, before today's conclusion, let us have another prayer session to pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那我们这祷告啊，我说一个故事吧，这也是实际的一个故事。
And regarding to prayer, let me share with you a story that is true.
台湾有一位老姊妹。
In Taiwan, there's this sister.
她以前慕道的时候来慕道，因为她不认识字。
When she came to observe, when she was an observer in the church, because she is illiterate.
听了半天，后来传道啊，他说教了怎么祷告。他说啊，第一句第一行啊，奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告念一次。
And at that time, the preacher was referring to what was being written on the board in the name of Jesus Christ.
那第二行哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，这赞美神啊，我们不断的感谢，应该的。所以这个啊，就一直念这个啊，念很多次。
And the second line refers to Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and to say repeatedly.
他字也不认识，又记不起来。奉主耶稣圣名祷告这么长，他记都记不起来。后来他怎么祷告？第一行念一次，第二行念好多次，第一行念一次，第二行念好多次，他一直在重复这些话。
Because she was illiterate and she does not recognize words, therefore she repeatedly go through the first line and the second line several times.
但很奇怪，很奇妙，她还是得到圣灵。
But this is beyond my comprehension that she still received the Holy Spirit.
传道有时觉得很奇怪，念什么？第一行一次，一次就好，第二行念好多。她把那个传道告诉，因为她。其实他心里都很渴慕，神知道他的内心。
Because God understand her heart because she pray in earnesty and she repeatedly go through the lines many times.
他刚刚来慕道，他不明白，但是他所说的意识到了，啊，第一行一次，第二行啊，赞美神，感谢神，不断的重复在啊，这应该他这个意识到，虽然他不太了解，但他至少他真正有那种诚意啊，有那种诚意。神还是垂听他的祷告。
Although she does not fully understand the words and the meaning, but because she understand within the heart the earnesty and Lord does answer her prayers.
所以我们祷告其实就是这样，就真的啊，只有这个信心，所谓的信心就是相信主耶稣他答应要给我们，说应许要给我们。
Therefore, the main aim and purpose of prayers is the heart. Everything lies within the heart to pray in truth, and Lord Jesus Christ will answer our prayers.
我记得我好像两年前啊，到啊美国去那边开会的时候，会后后来我到啊旧金山那边一个教会，那个教会。
I remember that 2 years ago I was in a church in the United States and after the church service
那边我碰到一位弟兄
I met this church brother
他问我一件事情。
And he asked me a matter.
他问我说，传道，有没有神啊？
And he raised a question to me, and he said, Preacher, is there God?
我听他问我这句话，我在想说，到底是信徒还是慕道者？
And in my heart, I was wondering whether this person is an observer or a church brother.
所以我就问他说，你洗礼多久了？
And so I asked him whether, ask him a question, how long has he been baptized?
他很不好意思告诉我说，啊，我啊，从小妈妈就带我去受洗。
And he was embarrassed to mention that he was baptized since a baby.
但是他很坦白说，但是他从小很少到教会来。
But he replied frankly that since young he has seldom go to church.
然后我就问他啊，后来我又问他说，你有没有得到圣灵？
And I asked him another question, whether he has received the Holy Spirit.
他才告诉我这件事。他说他从小虽然从小受洗，但是很少到教会来，所以他也不知道什么叫受圣灵。
And he told me frankly that even though he was baptized since he was young, brought by his mother, but because he has seldom come to church, therefore he does not understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以我为了回答他那个第一个问题，那个到底有没有神呢、啊？我就从圣灵这件事情上啊，来跟他沟通。
And therefore, in answering his first question as to whether God exists in this world, I used the Bible in order to communicate with him.
所以我反问他。
So I ask him,
说有没有圣灵？
Is there Holy Spirit?
他没有办法回答。
He did not know what to reply.
所以我就跟他后来跟他这样建议啊。
And therefore I make a suggestion to
him. 说你先不要回答正面回答说到底有没有，你先反面过来想说，啊，没有，大概没有。
I suggest to him a method of looking at this matter and not to look at it at face value, but to look at it in reverse, and that is to disregard it.
既然是没有的话，我问他说，你妈妈有没有圣灵？
And therefore, if you think the answer is no, then he asks whether his mother received the Holy Spirit.
他妈妈是有圣灵，但是他也不晓得怎么回答，因为他也不知道那到底那个圣灵是真的还假的。
Even though the mother has received the Holy Spirit, he did not know what to reply because he did not